And welcome back to the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. And you know her from Supernatural. You know her from The Magicians on Sci-Fi. You know her from Mystery Science Theater 3000, and author of a new book, Embrace Your Weird. And we're going to visit with Felicia Day, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on again.
Now, we haven't had you on the show since April of 2017. I just want to know, was it something I said or did?
Oh, no. If I woke up a little bit earlier, I'd be on every day.
But so let's talk about the new book, Embrace Your Weird. And I was reading here, the LA Times called it sweet and tortured. Is that the vibe you were going for?
You know, I think that I don't know about tortured, but I do believe that when we share our worst moments with everyone, we're all a little bit feel less alone in this world.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're in a world where we only see people's ups, but the downs are really what we all struggle with. And if we can be transparent about that, we won't feel quite as alone.
So is that the general theme of the book? Are you kind of encouraging us to see all sides of ourselves, to embrace our weirdness?
Yeah, absolutely. The book is called Embrace Your Weird, Face Your Fears, and Unleash Creativity.
There we go.
I think the overall message of the book is just telling people that the things that make you different should never be abandoned. They're really your superpower in life. And knowing yourself is super important in this world. And the best way to get to know yourself is really by creating, by putting yourself into the world. You'll figure out who you are and also be able to be proud of it. I think we all go through life a little bit uncertain of who we are and not appreciating ourselves. We're very interesting. And when we give ourselves that credit and channel that into the world through creativity, I think we're all just a lot happier.
Now, were you or are you considered a weird person? Were you one of the weird kids growing up?
Well, you know, I was homeschooled my whole life, so I didn't really know I was weird, but
yeah.
I think, you know, I guess I'm not like other people. And I went to college at 16. I was really young. And then I went to Hollywood and thought that I would just be a star overnight. And I think the things that I thought were I was proud of that made me different, that I was really good at math. I loved video games, you know, have a kind of a quirky voice. And so all those things kind of made Hollywood go, huh, I don't know what to do with this person. And I struggled a lot. And it was really hard to be rejected for the things I was formerly proud about. And the great thing is I didn't abandon those things. I started making videos in my garage, and those were telling stories about who I was and how I saw the world. And I found a huge fan base because of that. So I guess this book is ultimately about don't abandon yourself because just the people around you don't accept you for who you are. Who you are is really special and unique, and you should never abandon it. Even if people maybe not won't stick by you for who you are, you'll find the right people in your life to stick by you, and those are people will make you a lot happier.
It's such a great message and very true. And it's ironic because I was probably, and by probably, I mean definitely, one of the stranger kids in school. But, you know, I was able to embrace that. And now I have an awkward and uncomfortable radio show. But I find myself out to dinner the other night. My daughter was kind of being loud and was singing and goofing around in the restaurant. And I'm saying to myself, Elsie, can you just be normal? But then you think about it for a second. It's like, no, I don't want you to be normal. I love that you're unusual and creative.
Well, she's really lucky to have a parent who pauses when they do that. I think a lot of our impulse in this world is kind of being taught to tamp down those things that make us stand out, make us different. And I think it's really sad because the things that make us different, we're the only people who can be different in that way. You know, we're all one of the first exercises, because this book is interactive. It's an interactive book. And one of the first exercises is to write about a cat or draw a cat. And the wonderful thing to absorb is that every single person on the planet, even if we're all looking at the same cat, we describe or draw that cat slightly differently. And that's such a beautiful thing that we don't allow ourselves to channel in this world. But I think when we allow ourselves to really appreciate and like ourselves for our differences is when we can be happiest. And I want, you know, anybody in this world to be happy. What else is the point? Else is the point, right?
Yeah, I think it's more difficult these days, maybe not for my daughter because she's only four, but we're all, you know, we're posting stuff, we're putting ourselves out there, we're trying to get some recognition, to share our art, and it's just easier than ever for, you know, someone to comment on you or try to put you down. I can't think of any other profession, you know, entertainment, other than maybe being a waiter, where someone can just constantly reach you and tell you how bad you are at it.
Well, you know, I think, you know, performers kind of get the brunt of that, But also, I think especially with social media, we're all kind of taught to conform. We want those likes, and we start to kind of shape ourselves in a way where we're most easily consumed and approved of versus who we are. I know that when I share a genuine picture of something that I think is beautiful versus a selfie where I look perfect, I'm going to get a lot more engagement around that selfie than I am about something I see in the world that I want to observe. And the impulse to kind of not share those things and only conform to what other people like is very strong. And so especially I can imagine as a teenager or a young person now, you really only think of yourself in way other people will approve of. And it's really, really, I think, damaging because long term, you're neglecting who you are inside. And that's where your happiness lies. So this book is really designed to encourage people to, I think I even say in the beginning, log off a little bit. Take an evening and create versus consume and see how you feel. Where are you happiest? It's really about getting to know what makes you fulfilled inside versus like what that immediate, dopamine shot of likes gives you, because it's really temporary.
Well, and you seem to be a good example of that because you stayed true to who you are. You found what worked for you, and you have a very dedicated audience. And I don't. It seems like it's such a broad audience out there. You can't go for mass appeal, but if you can just be yourself and be honest, there's someone out there. I know there's someone out there who's going to relate to you, and you'll find out there's way more than one person who can relate to you.
100%. And really, the message of the book is that the creativity doesn't have to be an end result of being approved of or being received by other people. You can create and just throw it away at the end. It's not a waste of your time because we waste, we quote unquote waste a lot of time every day consuming social media, consuming, other people's creativity. And if you take a fraction of that and really invest it in yourself, even if you have nothing to show at the end for it, having done it lets you get to know yourself a little bit better, and it's really more fulfilling, I promise.
Now, you have an interactive book here. Are you seeing something beyond this? Do you see this becoming like the basis for a podcast or a web series where you're talking about this?
I think this is the roots of this book are really in anything I make, whether it's fiction or nonfiction.
Yeah.
I do a little podcast on my own where I kind of talk about my weekly or biweekly problems. That's really, fun and very low-key. I have another podcast, Voyage to the Stars, which is an improvised sci-fi podcast, which is really fun. It stars Colton Dunn from Superstore and Janet Varney and Steve Berg and Kirsten Bankson from Criminal Minds. And so we do that on a regular basis. I'm always creating different things. The zeitgeist of this book is really important to me because if I had learned these lessons earlier in my life, I know I'd have created more. But we'll see what happens. I have a lot of more things in the docket for next year, but I can't talk about them now, but they're all things I love, I promise.
And the new book is Embrace Your Weird. The author, of course, is my guest, Felicia Day. And Felicia, so good to talk to you again. I appreciate you calling in today.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll be on before, 2-3 years, I guess.
I would appreciate that. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.